Where are all the federal workers, government workers going, Tom? It seems like there are fewer of them than ever.
Yeah, I think it raises the question of whether maybe we've hit peak government in this country. You know, they talk about peak oil, like where it hits the top and starts to just decline at some point. And it makes me wonder if that's what's happening with government at all levels of government now. It's when you look at government at state, local, and federal, whether or not we've hit a point where it's hit the top and is starting to decline, because it's quite a lot. There were 280,000 government jobs total lost in 2011. Now, most of those were at the state and local level, but even at the federal level, it dropped a little bit last year and looks to be maybe flat this year.
Yeah, we've got a chart up on federalnewsradio.com that breaks down at least what's included in the budget request. Now, you and I and everybody listening to this knows what the budget request means relative to what comes out the other end of the meat grinder once Congress finally passes something and the president signs it, but it's at least a point of reference. The government employs one in six workers, as I mentioned. We keep hearing about potential downsizing. You see the reports every day like I do. It's slowed down a little bit now, but buyouts and early outs and so on. What happens to people once they take them? I mean, we keep hearing about people coming back into government, and it's like almost like folks maybe don't fade away if they don't want to.
Yeah, I think in most cases, certainly at the federal level, when they leave government, they're in either just retiring on their own, or they're taking a buyout and retiring and moving off into the sunset. And some of them do come back. I think at the local and state levels over the past few years, there's just been more in the way of layoffs and people moving out into the economy and having great difficulty finding new jobs.
You've got some cool numbers in your blog post on govexec.com. It's linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Highest percentages of government employees in their workforces. The winner is, by a little hair, Hawaii.
Yeah.
29.7% of employees in Hawaii are government workers.
Yeah, which is... You know, the ones that tend to have the highest percentages of government workers are areas where there's either they're in close proximity to Washington or where there's a lot of where the federal government owns a lot of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And controls a lot of the operations. That's certainly true. It's true to some extent of Hawaii, and it's really true in Alaska, where just only slightly less than Hawaii. The percentage is 29.6%.
Yeah.
So that's because the federal government controls so much of the territory.
Right behind Alaska and Hawaii are D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, so that's pretty much a no-brainer. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to click through the link that you have on your list and see if it lists the bottom states, just out of curiosity.
I can tell you right
off. Oh, well then.
That I have it in front of me.
You saved me some work. I like that.
If you really want to live in a place with low levels of government employment, Pennsylvania is the place for you.
Wow.
11.8% is... people work for government in Pennsylvania, followed by Michigan, Vermont, Indiana, and Missouri.
Well, Pennsylvania's my home state.
Well,
so I don't think that means anything other than it's my home state. Emily Jarvis has given me the whoopee sign by waving her finger in the air. but do those numbers, do you think that some states smaller numbers than others, do they mean anything? Is there really anything to those, do you think?
You know, it's a little hard to tell exactly what they mean. I mean, several of the ones that have, or at least a couple of the ones that have pretty high percentages are what you'd think of as red states, Alaska and Virginia. Now, Virginia, of course, is proximity to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the sort of classic blue state ones don't have much in the way of government employment.
Vermont's one of those for sure.
Yeah, Vermont. It's a little hard to read much into it, I think, other than you tend to see in the big western states, again, where the government just controls a lot of the land, those tend to have a higher percentage of government employees, which makes sense. And I think it could just be that these other states have bigger, more robust economies and therefore have a lot of people doing other stuff other than working for government.
Anything else come out of this, out of these numbers that you were particularly surprised, impressed, depressed by?
I think that one thing to remember is government employment is still very large in this in this country and has been growing up until very recently, ever since the 1950s. So I think that's sort of the interesting thing, is there's been this steady growth, and it's been pretty dramatic in recent decades, especially at the state and local levels. Give or take on federal, it hasn't changed that much in the past 40 years or so, but state and local has really gone up. And so I think that is ultimately the question, is has that sort of peaked? Are we reaching an area where that's going to start to decline, where people are maybe going to demand less of government, or states and localities are at least going to be able to afford less? Or is this just a function of the recession and it'll continue to go back up once it's over?